Listen. I'm of the conviction that the enemy has had his way long enough. How many can say, I'm tired of the devil? I mean, say it real loud. Say, I'm tired of the devil. I began to think about the other day how that down through the years, my steps have been ordered by the Lord. When I look at these kids up here tonight, I began to think about when I was in the Municipal Tuberculosis Sanatorium in Chicago, Illinois. I had been nursing Felicia, which was my first child. Not realizing that I had tuberculosis, I just thought I had a cold. And after a while, I began to spit up my lungs. And I had to be admitted into the hospital in the last stages of tuberculosis. And then I found out after I was there about 2 months that my baby had TB because she had been nursing. In the meantime, I was pregnant with Carol. And when she was born, they took her into a room. I couldn't hold her. I couldn't touch her. I couldn't be around her. I had to look at my beautiful baby through a glass. And then when I got to the place where I could have weekend passes, I would go to the orphanage and see Carol. And I'd cry all the way to the sanitarium where Felicia was. She was born with beautiful hair. The medication had taken her little hair out. And I would comb her hair and cry. I would put her little back to me so she wouldn't see me cry. And I would cry tears down into her hair. And I was saying, Lord, I know I've lived right. I know I've lived safe. Why me? How many have ever asked God, why me? Some people say, you don't question God. I was telling somebody the other day, I said, if I don't question him, who am I going to question? Since you don't know the answer, the only one that knows the answer is God. But God was preparing me. I couldn't tell you that God would lift burdens if I'd never been burdened. I couldn't tell you that God would heal TB if I had not gotten healed. I couldn't tell you that God would bring a home back together if God had not brought mine. But I'm a living witness today that everything the devil took from me, I took it back. And that's what this little song is about, because I remember how the Jehoshaphat, the Lord told him, said, go down, I'm going to show you where the devil is. So many of us keep running from the devil, but God said, I'm going to show you where he is. You go find him and put your foot on his head. In other words, I made up in my mind, I'm not running from the devil. I want you to tell me where he is. Because when I find him, I'm going to put my foot on his head. Because, see, I want total recovery. Is that all right? So the other week, God gave me a little song. I was sitting in the bed, and God gave me a little song. I began to think about all the things he brought me through. I can't tell you about it tonight. It's too many things that God brought me through. How he brought me through cancer, how he brought me through tuberculosis, how he brought me through diabetes, how he brought me when the devil told me you can't make it, you just may as well jump off in front of this train. You may as well kill yourself. You got three garnishments on your check at one time. You got these two babies by yourself. You can't survive. Why don't you just go on and die and let somebody else take them? I said, listen, devil. If I can't take care of them, what makes you think somebody else gonna take care of them for me? I ran down off that thing, went into my pastor's house and fell in his arms. So that comes a time when you have to get somebody to pray with you. You hear what I'm saying? I fell in his arms and I said, Pastor Goldsberry, I said, I need help. God brought me out and I recovered everything that the devil took away. Total recovery.